Have you ever taken apples and peaches and cut them up and let them dry?
We never done that.
Mm-hmm.
We'd always either count ours or make preserves out of them or something or another like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My wife makes sometimes what she calls the apple butter out of them if we get a hold of some good apples.
Oh, yeah. She makes her own apple butter?
Yeah. And guavas. We have a little guava orchard back there. She makes, she cans those guavas.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd make guava butter.
Wow.
That's larping good sopping, I'll tell you now it is.
Okay.
Get some good hot biscuit and butter on there and put a little bit of that on there. That's good doings.
You sit all day and eat that.
Oh, yeah.
What different kinds of nuts have you had? You mentioned pecans earlier.
Well, I know that we don't have a pecan tree on the place.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few around here. Now, my neighbor has some right over there. They're small pecans, little bitty ones. They're good, have a wonderful flavor, but they're small pecans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these that Mr. Brennan sends me from Ocala is always that big paper shell.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, they're wonderful.
This is from Georgia, huh?
Yeah, they come from Georgia somewhere. I don't know where he gets them. He buys them all over the country. He handles a lot of pecans.
Mm-hmm. Have you eaten any other kind of nuts other than pecans?
Oh, you can eat hickory nuts if you've got the patience to sit and pick them out. I have a big hickory nut tree back there full now.
Uh-huh.
But the squirrels usually take care of that.
Oh, really? What kind of squirrels do you have around here?
Oh, we have what we call a cat squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
That's that small squirrel. And once in a great while, we see the big fox squirrel here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not often.
Have you ever heard anybody call kind of a squirrel a mountain boomer? Okay. You ever eaten any walnuts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we buy those when Christmas time, in the winter, you know, we get walnuts and we get those, we used to call them nigger toes.
Yeah. What kind of brown, long
grass? Yeah. That's very good. And we had there, we'd get some of the walnuts,
mm-hmm.
chestnuts,
mm-hmm.
all different kind of nuts, you know, we buy out of the stores.
Yeah.
We don't grow any of that thing, that type here at all.
Have you ever seen a walnut when it first comes off a tree? What would you call the is there a name for the outer shell of the walnut? Outer part?
I guess that was what you would call a shell or the burr.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then what is the inner part called?
Well, that is the nut itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever seen any nuts that are kind of have a white shell?
Yeah, that's And they're not always the white, but I have seen some that was practically white.
Mm-hmm.
Those walnuts, I guess you'd call them.
Mm-hmm. Or there's some that kind of look like your eye. They're
that's
what they call them, almond, or something like that.
Yeah. There's an almond, or whatever you want to call it. Nut. And there's a chestnut.
And you got your good old goobers.
Oh yeah, goobers. You ought to know what goobers are, you from Georgia.
Oh yeah, we're great goober growers up there.
Yeah. And take them things and boil them, that's pretty good eating, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I've got friends of mine that'll sit down and eat pounds of the same.
Oh, yeah.